You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Not all stories of renewal are about big transformations. A new year can also bring some more prosaic changes. For example, what we pay for things. That's often how events in the macro economy show up in our daily lives. You heard Sabri Benishort mention coffee in the previous story. That's one of the goods that will likely cost more this year. Mark LoCastro made a list of several things where we'll pay a little extra, and he's a shopping expert at DealNews.com. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So we're looking into the new year. We're talking about where the economy is going to intersect with our lives, and that's often in the things we buy. Your list of what's going to cost more, I don't know. Item number one is really depressing. Coffee and bourbon?
Yeah, that's right. So the thing with bourbon is earlier in the year, there was a shortage announcement by Buffalo Trace, and everyone thought it was a marketing ploy to drive up prices and demand, but a spokesperson for the company confirmed that the shortage is very real. Within the last 5 years, sales of domestic bourbon have increased 36%, and that's largely because of a craft cocktail movement. So a lot of these bourbon distilleries are rationing their bottles. Doing so, they're raising their prices.
Right. This is basic economics 101, supply and demand. The supply has dwindled and the demand has risen.
Exactly. You know, demand has outstripped supply, and that's the reason for a lot of these price increases in 2015.
Now, what about coffee? That's pretty essential to my mornings.
Of course. I mean, everyone loves coffee. And the reason here is that there is a drought in Brazil. And Brazil is, of course, the world's largest grower of coffee. And this is causing all price increases among a wide variety of brands like Folgers, Dunkin' Donuts, Maxwell House, and even Starbucks.
We're talking about drought in a wider context here, too, because there's obviously been severe drought in the western half of America and in California. What kind of ripple effects are we going to see on different types of food in the new year?
So I think the number one thing that people are going to be affected by here from the western drought is avocados. People are eating too many avocados. I guess people really like guacamole.
I do.
And California supplies roughly 95% of the U.S. supply. And because they're having a severe drought there, it's really taking a toll. Expect prices on avocados to skyrocket.
Yeah. But do we also see this, though, when you think about growing cycles, a lot of agricultural products both are produced for their own, but also are used in animal feed. Do we see that carried into, say, pork and beef prices, do you think?
A lot of things are interconnected, and beef and pork. For pork, there is increased demand, there's a pig-killing virus, and higher feed costs. So bacon and pork is going to cost a little bit more in 2015, which is, of course, unfortunate.
I want to move to an area where a lot of Americans spend a tremendous amount of money, a lot of our GDP goes to this, which is healthcare. And, this is a complex one because we're still seeing parts of the Affordable Care Act go into place, and those have changed the calculation, both making things cost more and cost less. Do we have a sense of how this is shifting out in 2015?
A couple of reports are indicating that medical costs will increase roughly by 6.8% in 2015. Now, there was a survey done that found 85% of employers are implementing or considering increasing employee cost sharing within the next 3 years. And 18% of employers are now offering a high deductible health plan as the only health insurance option for employees. So healthcare is definitely on the rise.
Oil is down dramatically. I suspect that's going to filter into a lot of other products, which might be cheaper this year.
Gas prices will average about $2.60 per gallon in 2015. So in 8 states, prices could slip even below $2 a gallon. This is fantastic for consumers. That means they have more money in their pocket, which should in turn add momentum to retail and sales.
Mark LoCastro is a shopping expert and a spokesman for DealNews.com. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.